This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Well, as the euro crisis gets worse, unemployment increases, and with unemployment, so does poverty increase. The European Union has a programme to provide food aid for the poor in Europe. And the heads of four of France's biggest poverty relief charities have called on the EU to maintain it. They're worried about an announcement that the EU plans to cut its food aid by about 75% following a ruling by the European Court of Justice. From Paris, John Laurenson reports.
Last year, the European Union spent €480 million on food aid to 13 million poor people inside the European Union. 72 of those millions were spent on some 130,000 meals distributed to 4 million people in France. People like these, who have come to the weekly food distribution at a charity called Les Restos du Cœur, the Restaurants of the Heart, in the Normandy port city of Le Havre.
We have no choice but to come here, this man told TF1 television. My wife and I would like to be able to manage otherwise, but we can't.
I've come to get my food parcel so that I can eat, said this woman.
My husband is on disability benefit, but we have no other income apart from that. With what I receive here, we manage to last the week.
Asylum seekers, old age pensioners, the unemployed, the queue outside the Resto du Cœur is impressive.
This past week we've distributed 3,200 meals, says the Resto du Cœur's Anne-Marie Billon. That's a lot, especially because this is our summer campaign. There are fewer people than in wintertime.
Charities such as this one, or the Secours Populaire, or the Red Cross, say the numbers queuing up for their meals has increased by 20% over the past year because of the economic crisis. But as demand increases, the European Union has announced it is cutting its food aid spending by 75%. At the moment, the Resto du Cœur's Havre operation receives 2,500 tonnes of food from the European Union, about a quarter of what they distribute. And the cut will be a disaster, says William Omari, the charity's national coordinator.
Take milk, for example, says Omari. It's a staple, absolutely essential for a family. We give out about 2 litres a week per person. We help about 1 million people in France each year. So this cut in the European food aid programme would leave very many people in danger.
Omari's charity was founded by a French comic called Coluche, who in the 1980s suggested that Europe might distribute its mountainous food surpluses to the poor. The then president of the European Commission agreed, and the European food aid programme was born. But with European agricultural reform, the surpluses diminished, and in recent years, Europe had to buy food to honour its commitment to the food aid programme. For Germany, Britain and Sweden, this was a misuse of common agricultural policy funding, and in April, the European Court of Justice found that these objectors were right. Now the poor of Europe, more and more numerous each year, are hoping some other solution can be found to keep the food aid going. John Laurenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.